And now this is a dictation. For Carol Flack, F-L-A-C-K, August 2343, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mrs. Flack, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, renal artery stenosis, that this is September. No hospital visit, comes accompanied with one of her daughter, doing salt restriction, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no urinary symptoms, uses a walker, no falls, chronic dyspnea, chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, uses oxygen and CPAP machine at night, 2 liters, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, other review system is negative, medication list review, I will highlight the Coric, hydralazine, Bumex. Next paragraph, today, weight 210, blood pressure 160-65, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, although distant, no pericardial rap gallop, morbid obesity, no ascites, tenderness or masses, minor edema, decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, creatinine 1.79. She's been as high as 2, present GFR 28, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium acid base, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, malanemia 11.8. Next paragraph, TKD stage 4, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Dialysis is done for GFR less than 15 with symptoms or severe volume overload. Next number, normal potassium acid base. Next number, normal calcium phosphorus, no need for binders. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, continue present blood pressure medications. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Chemistry is in a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.